Hi, this is Beth with Divine Me Time and your alignment for June 2026. Today's topic, social detox and deeper connection. This month, we explore how the norms of culture pull us away from our center with things like gossip, emotional dependence, performative connection, and the pressure to fit. We'll look at the brave path of returning to yourself, even when it feels lonely or inconvenient, so you can show up as a real presence in a world hungry for authenticity. Most of us inherit a version of normal that isn't actually healthy or even real. From a young age, we're trained to blend in, keep the peace, and manage how others see us. Over time, this condition becomes so automatic that we forget there's a deeper self underneath the performance that's quieter, wiser, and far more honest. The problem isn't just that these social norms are tiring and toxic. They fragment us and erode our connection to source in a self-perpetuating cycle. Needing to feel connected, conforming to connect, and then feeling more disconnected than ever. In our Western culture, very few model or teach us how to actually stay connected to ourselves. And often when they try, they're ignored in favor of what appears to be an easier, less painful way to fill the void. Modern social and emotional dependence teaches us that our stability depends on someone else's reaction. For example, gossip pretends to create closeness while quietly eroding integrity. While unspoken expectations keep entire relationships running on autopilot, pretending becomes a survival strategy. The cost is the death of authenticity, that void inside that can't be filled. It's no wonder people are mentally, emotionally, and energetically drained or even sick if we compromise ourselves out of alignment just to feel connection. But a life built on performance demands constant maintenance of the false image. Originality dies along with authenticity. If your eyes are open, I'm sure you see this all around you as the slow creep of homogeny in the arts and on social media. Originality has disappeared, even among those working so hard at trying to be original. There's a scent of desperation in the air as all these replicas attempt to exert their specialness. Detoxing from these patterns is not as simple as saying, just be yourself. For one thing, most people have no idea who that might be. If you've lived for years or decades adapting to what society expects, the way back can be confounding. It can feel raw and painfully lonely as everything is taken into question. But as you peel away the layers of pretending, you begin to sense the person you were before the world told you who to be. Memories spontaneously arise, forgotten dreams return. This return is not always comfortable, but it is deeply clarifying. In your interactions and activities, you start noticing which conversations drain you, which connections are built on obligation, and which parts of your identity no longer make sense. And slowly, you reclaim yourself. At first, you might feel like you're disappointing people. You might feel misunderstood. You might even feel exposed, but with time you learn that authenticity doesn't isolate you, it filters your life, it makes space for connection that's real. Cooperation instead of competition, eye-to-eye presence instead of distraction, silence that feels nurturing instead of awkward, it fills the void in a lasting way. It fills the void with you. When you show up for yourself, you give others permission to do the same, and you model that behavior. That's how new forms of human connection begin. It happens in layers, from the surface in and from deep inside out. Carl Jung, quote, "The privilege of a lifetime is to become who you truly are." This month's journaling practice. Where in my life do I notice myself performing by modifying, pleasing, managing, or shrinking myself to fit in? What shifts when I imagine replacing those habits with clear, grounded, and unmasked presence? Our monthly practice is a presence reset. This simple reset will release stuck emotions and train your system to recognize your authentic presence. I'll give you a moment to situate yourself comfortably in front of a mirror. You can do this practice without a mirror, but it's a lot more informative and fun with a mirror, so give it a go. Settle in. Now, when working with the mirror, the most likely first thing that's going to happen is that judgments will arise. You may find yourself grooming yourself in some way. Just let it happen. And notice any judgments, but drop them. Try to simply observe. Squeeze and release the shoulders if you feel any tension there in your neck. As you breathe, let your face soften. Soften all the muscles around your eyes. Feel any tension in your jaw melting. Let the tongue touch loosely on the upper palate. Feel yourself present here and now. Centered, grounded. And together we're going to begin to pick up some masks. Now just try them on. Starting with happy. Notice how that feels. Look at yourself in your eyes. Put on the mask of happy and feel it. Doesn't have to feel genuine. Just notice the shape it takes. Notice any change in the body. And then after a moment, return to neutral. Compare and contrast neutral to happy. You can go back and forth from happy to neutral for a bit. Take your time. Really dig and get curious here. There are probably subtle differences in your happy masks. Notice the changes, the differences. Now we're going to move on and through several different masks. It's important to notice how your posture may shift with each mask and how your mental state may shift to accommodate each mask. Sad. Disgusted. Stupid. Sexy. Pathetic. Surprised. Angry. Silly. Afraid. Arrogant. Proud. Defensive. peaceful. Now be neutral again. Notice how it feels in your body and mind to be here now, without performing, without needing to be seen in a certain way. Just observe. Can you allow all of the connective tissue of your face to discharge all conditioning and expectation, repression, and judgment? Come into that neutral space from which true feelings can be expressed. Then close your eyes and relax into yourself. Detoxing from unhealthy and even so-called healthy social norms is courageous work. It requires honesty, patience, and a willingness to stand in your truth before anyone celebrates it, if they ever do. But on the other side of the discomfort is a life that's more authentic and shaped from the inside out. This way of connecting becomes an invitation to a more authentic human world. Presence becomes your guide, and authenticity becomes a medicine you share. This was one of the reasons I started the Love and Light Field on Insight Timer. I wanted to create a sacred space where people met, each in their own respective worlds, free of the typical energies and distractions of face-to-face meetings. One that eliminated the need for small talk and other social norms and cues other than those that arose spontaneously. In this shared space, we generate an inner glow in service to ourselves, aligning with our unique presence as part of and in service to the greater whole. You can join us for free on Sundays at 8:30 Eastern Time, 2:30 Central European Time. If you're interested in finding out more about mirror meditation, I have a free course available via my website at divinemetime.com. That ends this month's alignment. I'll see you next month.